Look, it's long been my view that the number one public safety need in this city was to provide funding to test the 7,000 rape kits such as this one, which are presently in the LAPD's freezers. That's why last year I gave a $100,000 contribution from my office account to the LAPD to test about 100 rape kits. This year, I made a similar decision that in light of all the attention that had been placed on the rape kit issue, it was more important than ever for everyone to step up and play a role in solving the problem. You know, last month, I was very pleased to work with Chief Bratton and Mayor Villaraigosa in enacting a plan that will end the rape kit backlog crisis in 2.5 years. But even that is not good enough. So today, I'm going to program $250,000 from Council District 5 funds and provide those funds to the LAPD to test about 250 rape kits from the backlog. You know, it is worth noting and understanding that Chief Bratton, many, many, many months ago, long before any of the recent series of articles about the rape kits, asked the Police Foundation to begin a program of private fundraising to pay for outsourced testing of kits in the DNA backlog. And they are already well underway with that funding, with over 7 figures of commitments, I believe, for that program. It's my hope that this contribution of $250,000 will send the right message to current and potential private donors that folks in the government are going to step up to the plate as well, so that the fundraising effort that Chief Bratton has set in motion is successful. So that's why we're here today. We're first going to hear from Deputy Chief Charlie Beck and then from Karen Wagner, the president, director, president of the Police Foundation. Deputy Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning. I want to first thank Councilman Jack Weiss from the bottom of my heart. This is a this is not only a cause that he has taken on for the last several years and kept the Los Angeles Police Department and the community on point on this matter, but this is an example of him putting his money where his mouth is. You know, our politicians, especially in Los Angeles, are behind us 100% on these issues, but I think that what the councilman has done here really shows his commitment, it shows his passion, and it shows his sense of justice here. And that's what this money is about. This money is about bringing justice to victims that unfortunately has been denied. And I want to thank Jack. You know, it is an extremely humane and very rare thing that he's doing here, and I think that people should really appreciate it for what it is. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. Thank you very much. Karen Wagner from the president of the Police Foundation is going to tell us about the foundation's efforts and about how others can contribute.
First, as a resident of Council District 5, I want to say how proud I am of my councilman, because I think what he's done is extraordinary and, as the chief said, humane, and makes me really proud to live in your district, Jack. On top of that, the Police Foundation creates partnerships to help the LAPD with things that are not provided by the city or that may not be provided in a timely manner. We have $1.4 million toward the DNA backlog. Much of that came from two foundations, the Fran and Ray Stark Foundation and the Amundsen Foundation, both local foundations who are very committed to helping us. But we've also raised almost $200,000 from individuals who are concerned. For anybody who would like to make a private donation that's fully tax deductible, we have a website which is www.ladnahelp.org. That's ladnahelp.org. And we're guaranteeing that every donation made to that website goes 100% to the DNA backlog. We're not taking overhead. We're not taking administrative costs. So any donation made through the website will go to this project. Our goal is $4 million. We're at 1.4. So we're hopeful that the community will help us, because as we know, in tough economic times, it can't be done entirely by government and it can't be done entirely by any one individual. So we look forward to that support for this very, very important project. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.